Les Jeux mondiaux de policiers et pompiers se déroulaient cette année à Rotterdam, aux Pays-Bas, du 22 au 31 juillet dernier. Tir à l'arc, basket, biathlon, boxe font partie des 61 disciplines représentées pour cet équivalent des Jeux olympiques réservés aux membres actifs ou à la retraite des forces de l'ordre ou des pompiers. Pour l'agent James Smith, policier à Saint-Jean depuis une dizaine d'années, c'est le tir longue distance. Et autant dire que pour ce qui est de mettre dans le mille, on a affaire à un spécialiste. Ça n'était pas sa première participation et ce ne sera pas la dernière non plus.
The World Police and Fire Games is a sporting event. You need to be a police officer or a firefighter to take part in. In 2017, I competed in the large bore rifle, which is basically the long distance shooting. Those were held in Los Angeles, down in the States, and I was the bronze medalist in that. And then in 2019, they didn't offer the large bore. This was in Chengdu, China. So I competed in the small bore.
Il revient donc de Rotterdam avec pas moins de 6 médailles, en individuel comme en équipe.
One silver and one bronze in the small bore rifle competition, and those were both in the team event, where they take 4 individual scores and they combine them for a team total. Then there were 2 gold and 2 silver in the large bore rifle, also in individual and in team competition.
On peut alors se demander si ses collègues le regardent différemment, notamment en raison de ses nombreux entraînements, 5 à 6 jours par semaine, indispensables au maintien dans les meilleurs athlètes de sa catégorie.
I don't know if they look at me differently or not. My training increased a lot over the last couple of years, just seeing the potential of how well I may do. So I invested a lot more time of training with coaches and it definitely paid off. I train usually 5 to 6 days a week, and since I'm competing in large and small bore rifle, I kind of have to balance the two. Usually 5 days a week of like there's mental training and also shooting training that goes along with it.
Pas de sponsor pour lui malheureusement, mais il peut compter sur le soutien sans faille de sa famille et notamment de son épouse qui avait pu l'accompagner aux Pays-Bas.
Medals are a nice thing to bring back to be able to show a lot of people, because I have a lot of support, whether it's financial or just even on social media following. And so to see somebody dedicate that many years of training and then come back with some hardware, it's nice to do. Family's been one of the biggest supporters. My wife actually traveled with me to Rotterdam. My brother traveled with me to Chengdu, China. And she also accompanied me back in 2017.
Ici Sébastien Caron pour IGL à Saint-Jean.